Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP today. Let's meet the players, shall we? First up, James Heaney. James, do you do any extreme sports? I know you skateboard, but anything outside of that?
Well, not anymore. When I was younger, I used to do freestyle walking. And I had Soaps, which was a certain shoe that, well, I thought I had invented it. I don't want to take too much time, but I had one time duct taped like railroad spikes to my shoes, and I would grind on those. And then I found out that there was actually shoes made for it that have these like plastic grind plates. And I used to do stairs and all sorts of tricks. But then at the old age of like 18, my knees went bad and I couldn't do it anymore.
That like sounded like Latin to me. So many terms.
Have you never heard of freestyle walking? It's like walking, except it's got a little bit more pizzazz to it. And you jump up. It's like skateboarding, and you'd have the skateboard where it slides down the rail. But instead, you just have grind plates on your shoes, so you slide down there. It was awesome, but it is a lot of high-impact stopping when you're doing
You stop because it was stupid, or your knee?
No, like when you go down the guardrail at the bottom, you plant the ground, but you're going so fast, you instantly stop and it hurts your knees.
Now I'm going to picture you doing this for the rest of my life. That's all I'm going to see. I'm going to see you walking down the alley towards the theater. I'm going to look at you freestyling.
You might notice me. I do freestyle walk. Sometimes it's just a quick foot plant on a wall, but yeah.
Nice. I love it. I'm so glad I asked you that question. Next up, Chris Alvarado. Chris, brunch. Under or overrated?
Well, I don't think it's underrated. I think it's perfectly rated. I don't do a lot of brunch myself. Last time I did a brunch, I think it was with Atul and Robin.
Was that a brunch that we did?
That was a brunch. That was nice. I got no problems with brunch, Cole. All right. You're not going to hear a bad word out of my mouth about brunch. I just don't participate in brunch a lot. Also, the idea of getting drunk during the day, if mimosas is your thing or Bloody Marys, is, you know, a foreign concept to me now. I don't drink. Sorry. You know, if I'm being honest, I'm still thinking about the soaps that James was talking about, because I was an aggressive inline skater. And I think the soaps are a little more, there's a little more connection between those two than skateboarding even, because it was almost
like
rollerblades without shoes. And we too would put grind plates on our shoes before the soaps happened. Cole, you asked about brunch, you spilled back over into the walking, and I'm sorry, that's where my head is, and I apologize. I love you. I'm happy.
No, it's good, because like there's that point in life when you transition from freestyle walking and grinding to brunch. Like there's just
that's it.
The point. So you got to figure out where you are in life, you know.
That's right.
And I'll take brunch down a few pegs. I ain't gonna wait for an hour for eggs. There you go. Next up,
whoa,
it's Atul Singh. Atul. Say you're in like a Dave and Buster's or a Chuck E. Cheese. What's your go-to arcade game activity?
Oh, all right. Those are two different places. And I'll give you two different worlds that those are in. I like basketball hoops and like, let's go Dave and Buster's first. I like tossing the football as well. Used to play a lot of pool at Dave and Buster's. That's not the game type of game you're talking about. But, air hockey. Big fan of air hockey. Love it. Any size, big or small. Switch to Chuck E. Cheese. Ski ball. And I think as I got older, I got worse at it, but I really started focusing on that 100 in the top left and right corner. And I feel like that's where all the effort, I just wanted to immediately get better at the sport as soon as I started putting money in. Wasting time with 40 and that's 50 is, I don't got time. I'm busy. I'm doing stuff. I got brunches. I got soaps. Busy.
Dude, that 100 in the corner is the difference between like four tickets and like 400 tickets. You know?
I did just Google soaps, by the way, because I had to know what the hell was going on. Thank you.
Like Irish Spring.
Well, it shows. I see how it'd be dangerous to slide down a rail on that, but yeah.
I tell you. Mm-hmm. It's all body washes nowadays. These kids, they're body washes. Last but certainly not least, Craig Kikowski. Craig, if you could reboot, remake, a movie from your childhood, what would it be? What do you think? I mean, they probably have already done it, but
I'd re-mook, do the right thing and cast myself as Mookie. No, I think you'd want to go with something that like is fondly remembered, but is not actually good. So you can update it accordingly. So maybe like, Explorers.
That makes sense. That's a good one.
With Ethan Hawke and River Phoenix, I think. Yeah, or The Last Starfighter. Something around that that era.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger.
You wouldn't change a thing?
I mean, you can't replace Robert Preston. That guy was amazing.
Sure.
Yeah, no, but those are all good choices. Explorers, especially the last like 20 minutes, people like, that doesn't work for most people.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's the kids build a spaceship in their backyard and then, spoiler, go to space. So there you go. Great. Well, let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from listener Joe Lutovsky, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin," or whoever is reading this. "You said on a recent episode you were running low on scene suggestion emails or something." This is a recurring theme. "So here's a bunch. Use them as you see fit, or feel free to revisit this email for future episodes if you get really desperate." So there was a whole bunch of them listed. I just chose this one. Here's one. America's gum control issue. That's G-U-M. Control issue.
Yeah, look right under this desk here, and we got like 40, 50 pieces stuck. So that's disgusting.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I guess get the peanut butter out. How the hell are we going to remove all this?
This is just a desk.
Oh, that's embarrassing. I put a lot of peanut butter. There's a lot of peanut butter under a lot of desks.
Now we
got
to go clean that off?
Ah, shit. I promised my wife I'd be home for dinner. I don't think I can go back. No, I think
you're going to have to go back. We're not leaving peanut butter under desks for kids to come eat tomorrow.
Hey, Chet, look at the janitors. Look at them. Look at them. I got a big pack of Fruit Stripe and nowhere to be.
Hey, where'd you get that? Is that from your dad's drawer?
Yeah. He doesn't know I know about it. Everything's in there. Big Red, Juicy Fruit, Double Mint.
I don't feel comfortable about with this.
Oh, come on, man. You got to do it.
My mom says that you got to be dumb to handle gum.
You call me dumb? You call me dumb?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying. I'm not. What are you doing? What are you? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Frank, did you hear that?
Hey, what are you kids doing here so late?
Playing
homework.
Playing homework?
Is that gum all over your face?
Got some on your cheek.
Get over here. Get over here.
No. Ow. Hey.
Run. Oh, shit. You got caught by the ear.
Phil.
You're not supposed to. This is not good. You're not allowed to do this.
What do you mean you trace the gum back to my house?
We found it on a...
You're saying my kid had something to do with this?
Yeah, if this is your kid, right?
Yeah.
Ow.
This is your kid?
Did you take the gum out of the drawer?
Dad, no. Of course I... yes, sir.
No, he didn't, because I teach my kid gum safety.
No, sir.
You have your gum in a locked combination drawer?
I do. I'm a registered gum owner. Keep my gum in a...
We don't have the authority to do this, but do you mind sharing your gum permit with us?
Sure.
Take your son, too. Get in.
Ow.
I mean, did you check with all the kids at this school? Because there's a lot of kids that are, you know, young, dumb, and full of gum.
I mean, we caught him with gum on his face. We caught him with gum on his face.
That doesn't mean anything. We've got a right. We've got a right to chew gum in this country.
Mom, can I have more potatoes, please? Thank you. Hey, Dad, I'm turning 13 next week. I know. This is good, Mom. Thank you.
Okay.
I was thinking, I don't think I need a bike anymore. Remember how I wanted that bike? I don't think I need bikes.
Right,
I don't think
I need a bike anymore.
But what about the bikes on the parade that you were excited to do with
Mom,
all your
Mom, I'm
friends?
Not a kid anymore.
Oh. I mean, 13's a kid.
No.
Right, honey?
Dad?
I'm trying to watch the news here, kid. What do you want?
Yeah, I know. Dad, I was thinking if I'm really responsible and I do all my homework and I get good grades and I do chores, if maybe I could get a pack of gum.
Jesus, not this conversation.
But I'll be safe.
I didn't get gum until I was 21 years old.
Dad, it's different
it's not.
Now.
It's the same stuff. All right? Janine, I thought we'd handled this already.
Maybe we should just be honest with our son.
No, Janine, don't.
Honey.
He's too young.
I want you to look at this little patch of hair in my head.
What?
Look at this.
Oh,
when I was a little girl, when I was a little girl before there were such tight laws on gum, I got gum put in my hair. It's right there. And it's going to be there forever. That's what you don't understand is these choices you make now as a little young man are going to last forever. And you could end up getting a woman you love to have gum in her
I'm
hair
sorry
the rest
that happened
of her
to you,
life.
Mom, but Dad, correct me if I'm wrong. This is a free country
you don't
and
stop
I have
your
rights.
Mom from talking. All right.
Thank you.
I can't
Thank
wait
you.
To get my own gum.
Hey, first time at the gum range?
Yeah. I'm just a little overwhelmed.
That was a lot.
Look at all the options.
I know there's a lot. How much experience do you have with gum? You need a starter gum.
What do you recommend?
Well, I like to start with a grape Hubba Bubba. It's got good chew power.
Not so long lasting though, right?
Not too long lasting. It's a good starter gum. Why don't you take this first spin there?
Is it true if you swallow it, you'll be digesting it for 7 years?
Yeah, that is true. You know, gum safety is important. I hope you've read the brochure. The back of the pack really kind of explains the safety of it all.
Oh, hey, got a newcomer here, I see.
Yeah.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm one of the regulars here. I should mind my own business, but I'll be told you, we have a meeting later on tonight. You know, maybe you like this gum thing. It works out for you. You can come on by and hang out with some of the fellas and ladies. Open all.
Yeah, you should come by. This is Rick, by the way. Rick is this guy. He can do it all. This guy chews Beemans.
All right. I like the old stuff.
Yeah, I'm not an owner myself. I rented from the gum range. But I heard that if you go to a gum show, you can, you can come back with like 200 packs, you know. And
look,
it's
there's all kinds of loopholes at those gum shows. Okay, if we're just being, you're not a cop, are you?
No.
Okay, well, actually, I wish you were, because they got the best gums. But
they do. Anyway. They've got incredible gum.
I can't help but say I was over listening to you guys talking about going to a gum show.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a gum show just recently, and I got myself a pair of wax lips that are gum.
That ain't true.
It is true. Look at these wax lips.
Wow. Oh, they look good. He's wearing those wax lips.
I could chew them up. It's gum.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, there's one on Saturday. There's a gum and doll show if you guys want to go to that. Really seems like an irresponsible combo.
Hey, young man, you coming out of that gum store? Fred Johnson, I'm with the ADA. Stay away from it, kid. All right?
It's not illegal to look.
Nothing wrong with looking. All right? Once you put gum in your mouth, it's going to ruin your teeth.
What about all the reading I can get done? I heard Bazooka Joe has comics.
I'll get your books. Don't do this. All right? That's what the ADA is trying to prevent. All this gum abuse.
What does ADA stand for?
American Dental Association. We don't fuck around.
That's right.
All right?
Jeez.
We come out here, we sit outside the gum store and make sure to save innocent minds.
What am I supposed to do?
Come work with us.
I don't want to be any associated.
Well, look who it is. The American Dental Association. The arch rival of me, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
What are you doing here?
So is this convenience store ADA compliant?
Yeah, it is. It's got a ramp. Don't tell me okay. You're a gum user.
Gum user from way back.
It's a weird rivalry.
These guys try to lobby.
Look, we're the real ADA, okay?
You don't approve anything. We give ratings on everything. We have to have a 66% approval before we even approve anything that we like. What do you guys do?
Get ramps put in and...
Okay, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Whatever.
Good night, little prince.
Okay. Open this piece of gum. Wow. Cool.
Hey, I'm throwing a rock at your window. Open up.
Oh. Hey, what's up?
What's up? Hey, me and the fellas, we're going to go down to the park. We got some gum.
Hey, check this out. Okay, I'll meet you down there. I don't have a bike because I asked my dad. I said, I don't want a bike for my birthday anymore. So can I ride on your handlebars?
You can ride on my handlebars. Yeah, totally.
Okay, I'll be right down. Hey, fellas.
What's up?
Oh, I guess I'm not that cool yet. You guys are like the cool kids. fair.
You got to prove yourself first, man.
I understand. So we're going to go to the park, right? And like, just like hang out. And it's like, if you got gum,
hey, get away
got
from gums, my bike, right? Dude. He's going to give you a, he's going to pump you.
Just that you got pegs. I thought I could stand on those back pegs.
We're not going to the park. That's just what we told our parents.
What do you mean?
We're going down to that house at the end of the cul-de-sac that belongs to Bazooka Joe.
No, what? Leave it. He's old now.
Yeah.
Make him prove he's going to chew gum first. Put some gum in your mouth.
Also, he's got 50 chances to make us laugh. We give him 50 chances every time, and every time he does not do it.
Nope. He lives there with his caregiver, Mort. He's got that turtleneck that always covers his mouth.
I know all about him. I see those two freaks all the time. All right, fine. I'll prove it to you. Here, I got one stick.
No, no, not that stick. This entire 6 feet of bubble tape.
Oh, man.
Put it in your mouth.
That's easy.
You can take six feet in your mouth.
Oh God, guys!
Somebody give him a Heimlich, dude.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that.
Let's run, no, everybody! Run, teach run, it run. The
gum club. Run! Gums don't run. Kill. Gums don't kill. People,
Mom, Dad, wake up! I don't know what he's doing.
He's choking. Oh, jeez. Here we go.
I don't know. I think it's charades.
What is this?
Oh my God. It's in my hair. Oh my God. What is this in my hair?
I'm sorry. Mom, sorry.
We have to go to the ER.
Oh, that's our first scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scene 2 is from Alchemy VIP Jeanette Grimm, who wrote, "At my kids' elementary school, the fifth graders would go to the bowling alley up the street for their Christmas party. I always wondered what it would have been like if one of the retired seniors' teams challenged them to a game. What do you think? Thanks for staying positive."
Size 12s, please.
Size 12. There you go.
Mr. Jones, you've been working here a long time, huh?
My parents, they made me work when I was a teenager, and I used to hate them for it. But, you know what, it's a family business, and I ended up loving it. It's the only place I've ever worked.
Do you ever get out from behind there and, like, bowl and stuff, or do you hate it because you're here all the time?
No, I love bowling, but I've got a strict policy and no bowling during the day. I only bowl when everything's closed. I have a bit of a bowling problem, honestly.
Bowling problem? How could you have a bowling problem? It's so much fun. Like, I could bowl day and night.
I can't stop. I could. You know what? Let me get you an application. You're at the local high. Where are you?
What?
Do you go to school or are you out of school? What? I have a hard time judging age.
I'm in high school right now. I'm a junior.
Yeah. That's perfect. Here's an application.
I don't want to work here.
I just like
bowling.
It's a good job for somebody who loves bowling. You get free bowling, these shoes.
You said, like, you don't bowl until everything's closed. I want to bowl all day and night.
Size 4, please.
Fifth graders.
Size 4.
Here you go. Here you go.
Give me.
Are you still talking to me? I gave you your shoes.
Mr. Jones, it's a customer. Oh, it's a customer. It?
This is a fifth grader. They're the bane of my existence. Oh, okay. They cross the line.
Give me. Keep with the bumpers up.
Jesus, this is what I don't like doing. I'm doing it. I'm talking to somebody.
Are we going
to
have the lights on and the music?
It's not psychic bowl right now. It's not cyber bowl. It's not a high schooler. What's the word I'm looking for?
You're going to get a strike. No. 7-10 split.
I'm not paying for this psychic. All right. I just want to be clear. I just want to bowl. All right.
Look, it's psychic bowl time. If you're on the lanes, you got to deal with this. You're going to be really upset about it by frame 3. Frame 3, punches will be thrown.
What?
I see it. I just see it. It's what I see.
All right.
Don't worry. We have telekinetic bowl.
Gimme.
I'm going to make the strike.
Gimme.
What?
This kid will shit his pants. He's going to shit his pants.
Do you want to play it?
Even if you see it coming, you can't stop it.
I gave his bowels a little squeeze with telekinesis.
Well, it's good to get some young energy around this bowling alley.
I mean, I feel like that's all they've been doing for years around here. Now they play the Selena Gomez music and we're trying to concentrate on throwing it where the arrows are.
Yeah, but you and I, Hank, we're going to die out at some point. Do we want our sport to die out too?
That's a good point, Larry. It's a very good point. The game's bigger
than we don't understand what they're listening to or the clothes they're wearing.
True.
We've got to welcome in this young blood.
That's true.
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry. I think you guys are going to have to share a lane with the fifth graders. They've come in, and I don't have anywhere to put them. And honestly,
excuse me,
they reserved it. This is him.
I reserved it, but my friends left. Can I play with the high school kid?
No, I'm sorry. You can't play with the high school kids. You've reserved this lane with what we call the old timers group.
But, I was thinking maybe a competition that would be the kids versus the seniors. But, okay.
Fifth grade, you say? Pretty little for fifth grade.
How old are you?
That's a rude question. I'm 86 years young.
Young?
And I'm 85 years young.
Why do you keep saying young?
Because we bowl every day.
What if I, you teamed up with this fifth grader, that high schooler, versus the two best old timers at the bowling alley?
Or,
now we're getting somewhere.
Now. It won't be worth doing unless we put stakes on it, some money or something, to make it worth our time. Isn't that right, Hank, Larry?
Well, I suppose. I'm just confused. Is every lane really full right now? Like, I'm looking down. I'm seeing a lot of empty lanes.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make sure that we don't use all the lanes if we don't have to. Like, clearly there's only two of you. The fifth graders aren't going to take that much. I think it's good for the competition.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess now we need to answer, is it more compelling to play against the fifth grader or with the fifth grader? But bowling, typically you play for yourself unless you're playing on a team. So are you?
I know that. I've been working here since I was a kid.
I'm thinking out loud. I'm not talking down to you.
Takes a little while for us to figure things out. You know, we got a reason.
I'm 85 years young, and it takes me a bit to process things. You still here, kid?
Yeah.
Young man, I got a call from your principal's office saying you weren't at school today. All right. This is your first year of school. You can't miss days.
Ma, I was on a field trip.
Where did you go?
Pickwick Bowling in Burbank.
Wait a second. That's right, next to the Punch Punch Fest.
Yeah.
That wasn't an official school trip, was it?
No, I just needed more physical activity, but I met two old men and they taught me a lot, so it's kind of like going to school,
whoa,
Mama.
Whoa, what?
Don't worry, they're 86 and 85 years young, respectively. Why do we say respectively after stuff like that?
Well, you didn't need to, but if you had said their names, then you could have said respectively, and then it would tie it into who's 86 and who's 85.
But why?
Then it shows it which order things. Listen, son, great questions. This is why you should be going to school and not going to the Pickwick Bowling Alley. I'm very concerned.
But I met a psychic.
Psychic?
The psychic said, I'm going to grow up to be the greatest bowler of all time.
Really? Well, it smells like shit in here. Jesus.
I shit myself. The psychic knew that. And I went away crying, but I came back and bowled a hell of a game. Sorry, a heck of a game.
Did we come out from behind the bushes
now?
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, these are my friends.
Oh. Hi.
We were hiding, respectively.
Oh, okay.
That's Hank. That's Larry.
86, 85, respectively. I got it. So you,
Larry, why do we say respectively?
Well, I think your mother was right about that one. corresponds to somebody's name, you know.
Should I be concerned that two grown men are befriending my child?
Look, I've been in the game of bowling for a long time, and I've never seen talent like there is in your kid, whose name is... What?
Julian? Yeah.
Julian. I've never seen talent like Julian's.
This is because he's a child and has large hands?
He's got abnormally large hands for someone his age.
Mm-hmm. We've seen it all throughout the years, but I've never seen a player that young attack the pocket as aggressively as his shit attacks his underpants. He's relentless, trying to get those strikes and those spares, and his first roll was perfect, absolutely perfect.
He had no open frames. Do you understand what that means? He had no open frames.
No, I don't. No bowling.
A spare or a strike in every frame.
I'm a college
Long
professor.
Long story short, we'd like him to live with us.
Wait.
Please. See, Mom, I went to the bowling alley thinking it was going to be a competition, but instead ended up being a real life learning experience.
You want to adopt my son into a world of bowling and heathenism.
Well, we'll start with the bowling and we'll see where it goes from there.
Mom, Larry and Hank only have like 2 or 3 years left on this, what did you call it?
Tops.
God's on God's green earth.
God's green
earth. The psychic knows, but we won't let him tell us. He tries. And then we're like, no. We got to live it out.
So I was thinking, if I'm this many years old and then I live with them for this many years, then I would still be a kid and come home.
Somehow that logic works for me. Here, I'll sign the paperwork right now. I'll write it up. I Tracy McGowan, the third, give my son to Larry and Hank, I believe.
Mom, was Grandma Tracy McGowan the second?
Yeah. And her
mom was Tracy McGowan the first? Mm-hmm,
exactly. And I give
respectively.
I like it.
And then,
McGowan the first? I used to go with a Tracy McGowan back in high school for a little bit.
It couldn't be. Could it?
Wait. She was, she never knew the father of her child.
She never knew him?
Never knew.
Go talk to the psychic, maybe. Go talk to the psychic.
Well, here's the form. I filled it out. I've written it handwritten. And it's
thank you.
He's all yours. Just return him back to me when you pass.
Bye, Mom.
Good luck. Good luck, son. I love you.
Honey, I'm home. Oh, gosh.
Got
my feet are tired.
Got a little bit of an update for you.
Okay.
We're out of eggs, so next time tomorrow.
Come on, you're supposed to be on top of this stuff. I love eggs. Wait,
you know what? It is not my job, all right, to make sure this.
Well, I didn't eat the last egg.
That's not, but you made it seem like it's my. I'm a professor of economics at Hartford University, all right?
All right, all right.
My job is not to.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal, all right? I didn't want to get in an argument with this. I signed over our kid to some older people for a few years.
What?
And I'll get the eggs tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow. Thank you. Wait a second. You signed over our child?
He's not going to get the eggs. I see it clearly. He's not going to go get those eggs tomorrow.
What? I have to do everything in this household.
He's just not. That's all you wanted to ask me?
Yeah, that's really it. I had a question about my son, but...
Thank you. I'd like to say a few words. 2 years ago and 3 months, a little while ago, I moved in with Hank and Larry. And they taught me everything they knew about bowling and what it means to be a man. When I found them both in the bathtub, drowned together... I got scared, but then I knew they were teaching me a lesson. So I continued to live there on my
own. Work on that speech impediment. You're 13.
That's so rude. That is so rude.
Wait, kid, put down the gum.
Put down the gum, kid. You're all so rude. You ever think about that? How your words hurt people? How your actions have consequences? I'm going to chew this gum right here in front of everybody. Just the way Hank and Larry would have liked it. And I'll tell you another thing. I didn't tell the police this, but I found them both around in the bathtub and they were both chewing gum. Respectively.
And that's our second scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scene 3 is from listener Mike Mello, who wrote, "You know how people ask, what's the one album you'd want if you were stranded on a desert island? Scene suggestion, stranded on a desert island with nothing but your favorite album. Mike from Toronto."
I found more coconuts. We're going to have to eat more coconuts again. Okay. Here's a coconut.
This one tastes different from the last one.
I don't know what to tell you. It's going to keep us alive.
Hey, thanks for doing this. I'm still working on the shelter. If Jason would ever get back with some fucking twigs and sticks.
I know. Jason's going, he's handling this plane crash in his own way. You know, I'm happy I could help out, and you're doing a great job. And when Jason gets back, you know, maybe he'll bring some good news.
Guys, oh my God. Guys, I found something.
What?
Jason.
I found a working hand cranked
phone.
What?
Working hand cranked vinyl player. And a copy of Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill on vinyl.
What?
I found a hand cranked vinyl record player and a copy of Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, the greatest album of 1995, if not all time, on this island.
Where is it? Did you? Why didn't you bring?
Hold on. Wait. Wait. So what do you? What? How about? Did you find any food, resources? Anybody else alive?
Maybe you don't understand, man. We're on a desert island, and my desert island disc is here.
Wait. 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 You're telling me one of those hypothetical situations that we've all been through. We say, "What? This is the album."
Yeah.
For you?
Isn't it for you? What would it be for you?
I actually can never answer that question, really. Here, have some coconut.
All I really want?
Yeah.
You ought to know? Yeah. Ironic? It's nothing but bangers.
Those are bangers. That question was never presented to me. Always to me, what? It was presented book, and that's why I have this. This book.
Catcher in the Rye?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. You answer Catcher in the Rye, and so you travel with that book every time you fly in case there's a plane crash?
Well, yeah, it kind of became a thing for me, and I thought it was a...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Were you on the flight?
Yeah, I was on the flight. I survived. There's something special about this island.
Are you okay?
If you can just decide the one thing you want the most, you have it. I have as many tater tots as you could possibly ask.
Holy shit.
I just found an unlimited supply of tater tots.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. Let's figure out the logic here. So you wanted tater tots. You got tater tots. You wanted
unlimited. Wait a second. Unlimited.
Got it.
I tried to go through them, but they just keep popping up.
Okay. Stop eating them.
Yeah. And then you wanted the album. You got the album, but you didn't want the book. You brought the book.
Every time I fly, I bring the book.
So you didn't get a thing, and I didn't get a thing.
Oh my gosh, people!
I'm sorry.
Are the people? I've been here for 37 years.
Hit him!
No, get away!
I'll
throw tater tots.
No! Hold on. Let's hear him out.
Okay.
Be careful what you wish for.
What did you wish for, old man?
I was a kid back then. I really aged aggressively in 37 years.
Yeah, you look terrible.
But all I wanted...
It's the sun. It's all the sun.
...was a Teddy Ruxpin. And now I have an unlimited supply of Teddy Ruxpins.
Oh.
God. Like, he's got an army of teddies behind him.
Oh shit.
Oh, my God. They're coming.
And they'll do my bidding. Ruxpins. Seize and take.
No,
I don't think he knows how those
their eyes
work,
are just blinking, and they're playing an audio cassette. Okay.
That's everybody. Ironic.
All right.
I mean, isn't it?
Ironic?
Don't do that. Right. Don't do that right now.
Look. You and I have our wish left. Okay.
Yes.
So let's figure out what would be best for the island and best for all of us. We have tater tots. That's good. We got good.
I'm sorry. Just to make sure, did you say it out loud? Did you say I'm not going to say it out loud because then.
How did you get the tater tots?
Me?
Yeah.
When we crashed, I said, oh shit, I wish I had a unlimited supply of tater tots so I could survive on this island.
You said that?
And then, and you know what? It happened almost instantly. Jason, I had to walk around a little bit later, but it wasn't coincidence and it wasn't
so
irony.
You said, so Jason, we sent you around the island. To look for, to scavenge.
Right.
At some point, did you say out loud you wish for?
Let me try to process it. Let me try to remember
how it worked. A lot's happening.
I remember waking up, I smelled the smell of burning human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I looked over, my wife and child were dead next to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh man, we're on a desert island. And then I was like, desert island discs. And I'm like, I gotta go Alanis. Wait a minute. White album? No, Alanis. And then it appeared.
So he thought.
You should have wished for something that wasn't a hand crank.
That's how it works. When my ship went down many years ago and I washed ashore, I was able to subsist for a week or two on coconuts and things I found, but I was awfully lonely. And I said aloud, I wish I had a robotic teddy bear to read me stories and keep me company. And poof.
Oh, no.
Thousands appeared.
I figured it out. I've already got my wish. When I came to and Jason's wife's body was scattered all over me, and I pushed his dead child off of me. I remember thinking to myself, I got no one. I wish I had a best friend. And I'm realizing
It's one of you. One of you is my best friend.
Really?
Well,
it's probably you, well, right? Know, I love books.
I don't really know much about it. Maybe
I like Alanis. Maybe you're my best friend.
Maybe so. Yeah.
It's company. Oh, maybe. Oh, who doesn't love to? Maybe Tater Tot Guy. Maybe you and I are best friends.
I don't think so. I have a best friend back in the United States. Yeah. And like, that's what the other half of this heart that says best friends is. Well, it's my best friend.
Because that says B. Fry.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh. Could it be you?
Maybe it's this creepy guy.
Creepy guy? Are you my best friend?
Could it be me? I don't see how it could possibly be me. I mean, we have absolutely nothing in common. I mean, my favorite color is purple.
Mine's purple.
Oh. Wait, your shirts both changed to purple.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can we get more than one wish?
I haven't tried. I don't want to try. Or maybe, I love tater tots. Maybe I don't want them to disappear.
Maybe this is an addition to the wish. Maybe you could ask for like ketchup or something, you know?
Are you asking for ketchup?
No, I'm not.
Are you asking for ketchup?
No. I'm saying if we're best friends and our shirts change, maybe this is...
It's like a mind melt. Oh, I see what you're saying. If two of us think of the same thing, it's like we have to be together as a team. Oh, makes sense.
I'm sorry. I'm out, guys. I have a good thing going right now, and I do not want to lose these tater tots.
Well, what if me and my best friend fucking killed you?
Oh,
and then we threw you on top of the other bodies over there. I mean, Jason's child is dead, but...
I mean, that's not going to happen unless we think about it at the exact same time. That's the only way it would work is if we thought about it.
Right.
Oh, my God. I was thinking of choking. Oh, my God. Oh.
Wow. He choked to death on those tater tots. I guess you live, you learn.
You live, you learn. So.
Is that a lyric from her songs?
Yeah, you don't know the one?
No.
I like, I'm dent, but I'm done on. Dun, 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 dun.
Hand in my pocket. Yeah, that's track three. Let me pull it up right now.
Don't, you're going to get tired. It's a hand crank.
Wait a second. I know that voice. Teddy Ruxpin came with a cassette of supposed and former infatuation junkie or whatever it is. Your second album. That's what Ruxpin's been playing all these years.
Wait, what's Alanis Morissette's second album?
Supposed former infatuation junkie or something?
It's a terrible title. It's a terrible title.
It's Smudge from the Rain.
So there's a connection there. There's more connections. Mm-hmm. But what's your connection?
Burder and burder. Burder, burder, burder.
It's so hard to get the right rate of cranking.
You're going to ruin it. Oh, right. You ruined the record.
You know what's interesting? None of us wish to be back home. None of us wish for that flight to not have crashed.
What do I have to go back for anyway?
That's how I feel.
So let's take some time and let's wish for something actually like substantial and meaningful and that would actually improve our lives and our situation.
I'm like, you ready? If I go back, I'd like to be more determined.
I just wish she had a better second album than supposed former infatuation junkie.
To be determined. To be determined.
Gather around, Broadway stars and Broadway producers. This script just came across my table. It's called Jagged Little Pill. We don't know how it's happening, but we're now going to be doing this on Broadway. I will say it's not one of your typical jukebox musicals. The music is going to inspire the story. Again, writer unknown, but if this isn't a wish come true, I don't know. What is?
The script just appeared out of nowhere, and I, Sutton Foster, am excited to star in it.
Wow, Sutton again.
Thank you, Sutton. We're happy to have you, Sutton. We're happy to have you. Okay, so we're all just wishing. We're just wishing. Jason, are you done wishing?
Jason, it seems like you're done wishing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted her to have a better second album.
Oh, okay.
I also wish that everybody on Broadway were friends with each other. They all hung out together in a big room. Like everyone, writers, directors, actors, singers, orchestra.
They'd all gather in the same room?
They all like live together in a clubhouse. Whenever they want to get together, they can just say, okay, Broadway people.
That makes me wonder. All right, Broadway people, Ruxpin the Musical is on its feet.
It's me, James Corden. I'd like to be in this one. And if no one has any qualms, I'll produce it as well.
You're in it, James.
Well, maybe that's our connection. Broadway. Maybe our family had to die in this plane crash. Speaking about you, Jason.
Yeah.
Maybe Tater Tot Guy had to die because maybe he wasn't a song and dance man or something. You with the book. Do you like Broadway?
I do, but I don't have any ideas for it.
Okay, Broadway people. Traffic the Musical has come across our desk. Now, there's no writer. It seems to be anonymous, but we do know the first song goes, stopping at a red light, at a red light, stopping at a
Steven,
red light.
Steven,
red
light, at a red Steven, light. Please stop calling these meetings, all right? You call these meetings way too often.
Well, we all live together in this big, huge
I guess. Space. I know, but we're all trying to do some work, Steven.
And I'm sorry, also, Patti LuPone does not do dishes.
Sorry, Patty.
Sorry, Patty.
Huh, guys. I wonder if our wishes are having any consequence anywhere else, or maybe we're just delirious because we're hungry. Let me get you some more coconuts. What do you say?
We have tater tots.
Oh, I don't think they're unlimited anymore. I think once the wisher dies, although I'm making that up. I don't know. What do I know?
Well, there's some. No, I think you're right.
Body. There's like eight tater tots in the bowl for the four of us to share.
And the Tony goes to 8 tater tots in the bowl for us all to share.
Yeah. Jason, you've done it. You've done it. Oh my goodness! Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. When I crashed on that desert island with my wife was pierced through by a portion of the wing. I did not imagine that I would meet my best friends. I'm going to say it now, and write an award-winning musical and get a Tony. And also meet Stephen Sondheim, who we've willed back to life.
And that's our show, everybody. Woo! Oh, I love the logic. Let's check in with everybody before we head on our merry ways. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I want to, Atul, you did mention that while we were recording earlier at some point.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think traffic. Yeah,
okay, because then I started getting scared that I'm, because that's your idea. Right here, we're seeing it now, recorded. Atul Singh is working on that musical. I don't want anybody to steal that. You see what I'm saying here?
No, I'm not worried.
You're fine with it? Oh, you're not worried. Okay, good. You know what else is kind of like a musical is our in-person Alchemy This Lives. I mean, there can be singing. So I want to encourage our listeners to come check out a show. We're at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica. First Sunday of the month. James, I think you were saying May 1st is our next show.
Yeah, May 1st at 8 p.m.
It's always a blast to see the listeners there. So please join us. Westside Comedy Theater, May 1st.
Nice. James Heaney.
Well, I'm going to double down on that. May 1st. Go ahead. Check it out. 8 p.m. Get your tickets now because we want to know that you're going to be there. Yeah. And it's easy for us to plan for you if you get your ticket.
Nice. That's all saying.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always so much fun. And follow me on socials. And May 1st, I will be watching Alchemy This Live at the Westside Comedy Theater. Come out and hang out with us.
Craig Kukowski.
Always great to do a bowling scene. I took bowling as a PE in college and improved my average by 20 pins over the course of 2 months.
Wow. What is your
so it is possible?
What is your average now? Like, if you go out, you
oh, I think if, you know, it's been a while, but if I just went out bowling, I'd probably bowl between a 130 and a 140.
Mm. What about you, Cole?
My bowling average, it's about 130. It really is about 130, 140, somewhere in there. Realsies, Chris is much higher than that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not, but I do feel an alchemy this bowling hang coming on. James, you can get tater tots at a bowling alley, I'm sure.
Yeah, I honestly, I usually just sneak them in myself.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're unlimited for $4 more. You should do that. It's worth a surcharge.
I will.
I'm at Cole Stratton, at Stratton Cole on socials. May 1st, come check out Alchemy This Live at the Westside Comedy Theater. I might be in it. I might not be. I don't know. I might be there hanging out. Who knows? We don't know who the crew's going to be yet. Also, check out Pretty Pretty Pony at that same theater. Our show is usually the first Thursday of the month, 10 in April. It's April 14th. Instead, because they're shooting something tomorrow instead. So come check that out with our monologist, TBD. He's really great. You've seen him in a lot of things.
Love him.
Might be Win Fetterman. I don't know. That's who's out here right now. We'll see. So come check that out. Let's give a big up and applause to our engineer producer, Doug Bame, everybody. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
Alchemy this.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.